Chicago Blackhawks hit the Big Apple ice tonight looking to sustain their winning ways, but to do so, they'll have to take down the New York Rangers, a team that has won 7 in a row on home ice and 5 in a row overall. But the Hawks seem poised and ready for that big challenge. As I mentioned, first of two meetings set to begin between the Hawks and the Rangers. An original six battle here from Madison Square Garden set to begin. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck. This one's underway. Carpenter scrapes it free. Fed the high slot to Hahn. Long wrist shot. Just missed the net. Loose puck in front. Hagel shoots. Oh, and a big save. It was actually Trouba who laid down and blocked the shot in front. Here come the Hawks on the attack. Jones through center ice over the Ranger line down the left wing. Put it in front for Hagel. Put it in front now to Kane. He scores, and somehow that one is not ruled knocked down with a high stick. Patrick Kane was in front of the open Ranger net, and Brandon Hagel tapped it down to the ice. There was Kane in perfect position, and he bats it home. It's 1-0 Hawks. They're going to review this goal, I believe.
And we'll get the call here.
Coach's challenge. It was confirmed that the puck was struck below the player's shoulders. This is not high sticking.
There you go.
Assess a 2-minute bench minor delay of game.
Kreider back in the net. He'll send it around to the right point. Fox is there. To Panarin, top of the left circle. Send it over to Strome, right circle. He shoots and scores. And for Ryan Strome, that's his second power play goal in as many games. Some excellent puck movement by the Rangers produces that opportunity. And Ryan Strome had a near empty net to shoot at. He didn't miss. We're tied at 1. Ryan Strome spins it behind the Hawk net. Away it goes. Here's Panarin out near the line to Fox, right point. To Ryan Strome through the high slot. Drops it there to Panarin. Panarin to the right circle. Fires into traffic. They score. That looked like it hit Borgstrom, who was trying to hang on to his check in front of the Hawk net. And the puck laid at his feet. Adam Fox came along and put it in behind Lankinen as the crowd had gathered. And it's now 2-1 in favor of the Rangers. Kept in by Trouba, right point. Put it down to Panarin behind the net. Panarin left circle. Send it out in front to Strome. He fires, save, rebound. Panarin shoots and scores. Artemi Panarin from the left wing circle gave away that pass to Ryan Strome, who was moving down the right wing side. And he did everything he could to try and get a shot away. The shot was blocked. And the puck tumbled over into the left wing circle. Panarin turned, found it, and fired it into the empty Hawk net. It's now 3-1 in favor of the Rangers. To Debrink at left corner, back to Gustafson left point. To Jones right point, down to Kane beside the right wing circle. Fed through Debrink, and he fires on the left circle, and Georgiev is down. Let's see if that puck was able to bleed over the goal line and into the net. Kirby Dach was crashing the net, and he ended up being pushed into Georgiev, right, and the puck skittered over the line into the Ranger net.
Following video review, the puck completely crossed the goal line prior to the whistle. It's a good goal.
There you go. The Hawks have scored. Draw to the right of Georgiev. Taves got the draw to the corner to Brinken to Jones left point. Down the boards to Kane. He tried to fire it on goal. It's blocked. Jones with 2 seconds will fire. That's blocked in the slot. And the New York Rangers hang on and win their 8th straight game on home ice. Their 6th win in a row. They hang on and beat the Blackhawks here tonight at Madison Square Garden 3-2.